Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
What proportion of the people you'll swipe on Tinder aren't really genuinely available because they're already hooked up with somebody else? Let's hear from a regular Tinder dater. Karen Gillett told me about the cheating hearts who've contacted her online.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Quite often the messages that they first send out are generic. Some of them are quite honest and they tell you that they're in a relationship and they're looking for a mistress. Some have no intention of meeting you. Some will try and meet up with you and then you find out at a later date that they're already in a relationship.
So you've had dates with people who've turned out to be already committed to somebody else?
Yeah, you find out at a later date that they're already seeing somebody else or they're already in a relationship, and then you get all sorts of magical conversation with them as to why they thought that it was appropriate to do that.
What have they said?
Oh, well, the relationship was never going anywhere, or, you know, we're not really together, but we still live together, things like that. But I don't think it's acceptable. And I think that the internet has opened up a can of worms for people to behave in a way that they wouldn't necessarily behave if they met you face to face.
Is it mainly men doing this? I guess you don't know.
The experience that I have, it's definitely men. However, I did meet a guy once who had met a girl and he really liked her, and he actually took her telephone number and put it into a search engine on social media, and there she was, married. So I don't think it's just men that are doing this. I think there's women that are involved as well.
Do you think people treat people differently in the virtual world than they would treat you if they met you face to face somewhere?
Definitely the way that they would speak to you or approach you is different. I mean, the messages that I've had over the time that I've been internet dating, certainly the messages are very forward, shall we say, the sorts of messages that I'm often sent. I don't think someone would approach me in a bar and say the things they say to me on the internet.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
What proportion of the people you'll swipe on Tinder aren't really genuinely available because they're already hooked up with somebody else? Let's hear from a regular Tinder dater. Karen Gillett told me about the cheating hearts who've contacted her online.
Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Quite often the messages that they first send out are generic. Some of them are quite honest and they tell you that they're in a relationship and they're looking for a mistress. Some have no intention of meeting you. Some will try and meet up with you and then you find out at a later date that they're already in a relationship.
So you've had dates with people who've turned out to be already committed to somebody else?
Yeah, you find out at a later date that they're already seeing somebody else or they're already in a relationship, and then you get all sorts of magical conversation with them as to why they thought that it was appropriate to do that.
What have they said?
oh, well, the relationship was never going anywhere, or, you know, we're not really together, but we still live together, things like that. But I don't think it's acceptable. And I think that the internet has opened up a can of worms for people to behave in a way that they wouldn't necessarily behave if they met you face to face.
Is it mainly men doing this? I guess you don't know.
The experience that I have, it's definitely men. However, I did meet a guy once who had met a girl and he really liked her, and he actually took her telephone number and put it into a search engine on social media, and there she was, married. So I don't think it's just men that are doing this. I think there's women that are involved as well.
Do you think people treat people differently in the virtual world than they would treat you if they met you face to face somewhere?
Definitely the way that they would speak to you or approach you is different. I mean, the messages that I've had over the time that I've been internet dating, certainly the messages are very forward, shall we say, the sorts of messages that I'm often sent. I don't think someone would approach me in a bar and say the things they say to me on the internet.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.